Episode 1891, Flourish Where You Are Planted.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Here we are again, blessed with another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Flourish where you are planted. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, lacking nothing. Flourish where you are planted. In uncertain times, God's got you. There's nothing in this world that you cannot handle with grace and love. You have what it takes to live your dreams, to support your family, and to be the person God has called you to be. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline." Flourish where you are planted. I don't know what your day looks like. I don't know what your week looks like. I don't know what your month looks like. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. My emails have been blowing up from big stores out there saying how to handle this crisis. Then my emails blowing up because I have churches all over that are sending out emails saying, don't panic, but we're closing our doors. Why is it that when we are told we can't do something that is normal to us, it makes us scared? We begin to shrivel. We begin to forget what we have, and it is our faith. You may be at home today, tomorrow, the next day. Church is closed. Maybe you've opted not to go out, and that's okay. But you're sitting there going, Lord, I don't know what I'm to do in these circumstances. Everything to you that was normal is now taken away. You feel like you're walking on a desert. You feel like you are unprepared. Yet you are called to flourish where you are planted. In times of stress and uncertainty, you're gonna feel lost. You're gonna feel insecure. And guess what? You're gonna be scared. But you're not alone. Ultimately, God is in control. You have God's trustworthiness. You have His faithfulness. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you too much. But you can't slam the door in His face. You can't sit here and go, why, Lord? Why did you do this? Flip the question. What are you teaching me in this circumstance? What do I need to learn to be more like you, to be more holy? God is in control. We need to give Him that control. Yet there are many things, though, that we need to do individually in order to have a greater impact collectively. We need to do our part. When God says to be still, that doesn't mean that there's not action. Did you know stillness is an action? You have made a decision to wait, to listen. That doesn't mean that you are not moving. So we need to do our own parts. We need to act wisely. What can you do right now in this moment to take care of you, your family, your neighbors? What can you do? Be wise in your actions. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm going to go to this gathering because they're still meeting. I think everything will be fine. Is that really the wise decision? I can't answer that for you. But you need to make sure you ask the right question and then respond wisely. We also need to pray. A lot of times where we find ourselves is in the blame game. Why, Lord? Why did you do this? Why do we have the right to condemn God? We don't. Instead, pray. Get on your knees. Yes, physically, if you can. But pray to God. Ask for the wisdom, the discernment. Ask Him, what do I need to learn from this? And then what? Listen, so you can respond. He wants to tell you, but you cannot slam the door on Him. Just because things aren't going the way you think they need to be going, just because your everyday routine now is messed up completely, just because you are fearful of finances, just because your marriage may be falling apart, doesn't mean that God has left you. Be wise, pray. And in these times of uncertainty, no matter where you are in your circumstances right now, serve. Serve someone less fortunate than you. Serve someone who needs what? Your help. Be a listening ear. Call upon your neighbor and say, what can I do for you? Is everything okay? How can I serve you? Be the hands and feet of Jesus. Go out and help. Be of assistance. Pray. Be wise. And finally, love. Love your family. Love your neighbors. Love your community. Don't sit here and figure that if I can't have it my way, then I'm just going to beat down the door harder to get it done my way. Maybe God has a better way. Stop for a moment. Kindness goes a long way. I think about in the Bible, all the stories when Jesus walked the earth, going from town to town, from gathering to gathering to gathering, meeting people on the side of the road. He would take a detour down the alley. There was no judgment. There was love. There was love in every single thing that he did. God did not always agree. Jesus did not always agree with the man that he met, the woman that he met at the well. But what did he do? He served them. God's got us, but do we have Him? Flourish where you are planted. In times of uncertainty, flourish where you are planted. God loves you so much. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God is wrapping His arms around you, around your family. I pray for a hedge of protection. I pray for health. Today, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Go out with a smile and joy in your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.